It's once again time for a feature we call Economic Terms for Special Occasions. The holiday season is revving up, and you're no doubt going to find yourself in some social settings, and you may find yourself without much to say. So here to help you and us is Fool Radio economics contributor Charlie Whelan, the author of the book Naked Economics. Charlie, welcome.
Glad to be with you.
Charlie, what is this week's economic term for a special occasion? I shouldn't say this week's, by the way. I should really say, what is this holiday season's economic term for a special occasion?
This is a term that works well with family gatherings, whether it's your family, in-laws, the family of a significant other.
Mm-hmm.
And the term is intergenerational equity.
Intergenerational equity. What does that mean?
It's basically the degree to which there's fairness in how different generations are treated by tax and benefit policies of the government. So is my generation, those who are in their late 30s, early 40s, are we being treated fairly in terms of what we pay into the system in taxes relative to the benefits we take out? Or, for example, are we paying heavily for benefits that are going to those folks who are retired, and then when we come around to retire, the benefits may not be there? So it has to do with the treatment over time of different generations working their way through the system.
And I'm curious about that, Charlie. I know we have certainly some older listeners and certainly some younger listeners. You and I are about 40, though. Let's just talk about us for a sec. What is the answer to that question? Is there equity?
We are in a precarious position, actually, because we know that the Social Security system is inherently unstable once you get out 20, 25, 30 years, which, of course, is about when we're going to be retiring. And so we'll be fine if those behind us continue to pay in the way we've paid in to pay for the retirement of our parents and grandparents. But that's not a done deal. And as you know, there's been a lot of talk about fixing the system. The other thing is that we've borrowed so heavily. The U.S. deficit has grown so much in recent years. It has a lot to do with who ends up paying that back. And if we continue to borrow heavily and we don't pay it back for 10 or 15 years, it's going to fall most heavily on those who happen to be in their earning peak when the money actually gets paid back, whereas the benefits of that deficit spending are being lavished on folks who are around right now. So we're obviously some beneficiaries of that. It quite depends on who ends up paying it.
Okay. So back again to our term to close, Charlie, intergenerational equity, an economic term for a special occasion this holiday season for Motley Fools. How might we use this term, intergenerational equity, for a special occasion?
Well, one of the things I like about it is it's got the policy relevance, which we just talked about, but it's also relevant in a family context. If you're sitting around the table with Grandma, what you might want to mention is that Grandma's gotten a pretty darn good deal. She's, by and large, we spend a lot on the older population, and she's benefited handsomely from Social Security and so on. And what you might want to mention is that she could offset that lack of intergenerational equity with perhaps some kind of intra-family transfer. Which is a fair, and then you could point out exactly how much cash can be deducted according to the IRS if she gives you a cash gift. So it's a really sophisticated way of asking for money from the rest of your family.
And there you have it, intergenerational equity, a highly appropriate economic term for special occasions, this being such a family time in the weeks ahead. Charlie Whelan is the author of the book Naked Economics. Charlie, thanks for joining us.
Good to be with you.